Olympic Games will be held in Oklahoma City's world-class venues in 4 years, an update on DEI programs in the state, and a small percentage of Oklahoma land is owned by non-U.S. investors. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, June 21st. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma City was selected to host 2 Olympic events for the 2028 Summer Games. The Olympic organizing team announced today that the canoe, slalom, and softball competitions will be held in OKC. Officials say the venues are built to international competition standards and would ensure a high-quality experience for athletes and fans. Moving the games from the host city of Los Angeles is also a cost savings. State Superintendent Ryan Walter says Governor Kevin Stitt's move to veto restrictions on his agency's public relations spending were done at Walter's request. And as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, Walter says Stitt's follow-up executive order to limit public spending on self-promotion does not apply to him.
Last week, Stitt line-item vetoed sections of the education budget that would have put guardrails on Walter's PR spending, following an investigation that found he used agency funds to contract a PR firm to book national media appearances. Stitt then issued an executive order to limit agency PR contracts and ban all state employees from using public funds for self-promotion. In an interview with Fox 25 Tuesday, Walters said Stitt's moves were made at his request.
He did exactly what I asked him to do. He line-item vetoed the 2 items that Martin McBride and Speaker McCall had the teachers' union write for them to attack me and censor me. Those were eliminated, and he did an executive order. It doesn't apply to me, so that's fine, but has no impact on the work we've been doing and has no impact on the work we're going to do moving forward. So, again, he did what we asked him to do.
Walters has not provided evidence there was teacher union involvement in the budget bill. The governor's office did not return repeated requests to confirm Walters' claims about the vetoes and executive order. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Most state agencies have made no changes in the wake of Governor Kevin Stitt's executive order banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. We get details from Robbie Korth with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
Per Stitt's order, state agencies had until the end of May to cease using taxpayer funds on DEI programs. An analysis by the nonprofit news outlet The Frontier shows the majority weren't funding any in the first place. There were some notable changes made, though, at higher education institutions. The University of Oklahoma shuttered its DEI offices across campus and reassigned employees. UCO in Edmond dissolved its Office of Inclusive Community, while Oklahoma State restructured its Office of Institutional Diversity and renamed it the Division of Access and Community Impact. A school spokesman says that move was already in progress. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Foreign landowners have long been in the crosshairs of Oklahoma lawmakers looking to tighten restrictions. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports they spent much of the most recent session tweaking requirements and restrictions on people outside the country buying land in the state.
One law blocks a foreign government adversary from owning land in the state, meaning a government the U.S. Secretary of State deems hostile cannot own Oklahoma land. Brad Clark is the Deputy General Counsel in the Oklahoma Attorney General's office. He says the new law clarifies a 2023 statute that tightened foreign land ownership rules and required extra paperwork. Although the law targets illegal marijuana operations, he says it had ripple effects.
Most of the questions from county clerks and others centered around, what is a deed? A transfer on death deed. Does that need the affidavit? Does a sheriff's deed need the affidavit?
The law does not apply to mineral rights or a company belonging to a country that is a U.S. ally. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Out of Oklahoma's nearly 44 million acres of land, foreign owners hold about 1.7 million acres, with Canadian investors owning most of that acreage. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.